This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
Is this just a situation where you're going to cut a bunch of our blurbs out of context?
No, because then there would be blisters in awkward places, which would be terrible.
Oh, here we go. That is the dirtiest thing I've ever seen.
Listen to The Nerd with Adam, Will, and Amanda.
Why did I get top billing? I don't deserve top billing.
Because out of the two of us, you're the one she likes better.
Aw, man. I mean, yeah.
I'm 8 months pregnant. Put another one in me.
And that's when she figured out that I had taken drugs.
How are all of you? We're going to do a promo, but we're just going to talk sex.
I got to see your dick.
Aw, man. I mean, yeah.
She cooked dinner for me in lingerie, which hopefully she doesn't listen to this. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that.
This podcast phenomenon is sweeping the nation, and we're all up on the bandwagon with the plethora of episodes at nerd.pantspending.com.
Willem Dafoe gives me a lady boner.
Blue Chew is bullshit, by the way.
Listen to The Nerd. It's not the worst thing that can happen to you. Is that a good no? It takes effort to do a promo.
Yeah.
And I think we knew that before.
Although I feel like we could just put that part in.
Yeah.
That along with the nerdy thing Adam said and me with the sexy voice. There you go. There's your promo, Will. Congratulations.
The Nerd. I'm sorry.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
Everybody clicks on rape.
Get ready for the social hour.
Live from Deese World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, Deese is on the road with Sophie Tomey and Ronnie Taylor. And now your hosts. They're headed to Pullman, Washington, home of WSU. And he's so creepy, he's not even allowed near college campuses. Deese Casillas.
I'm really excited. I'm trying to not shit myself. And then on the way back, it'll be like, well, it was what it was, I guess.
I didn't shoot myself.
Yeah, that much.
So it's your first... Have you ever done this much time before?
No.
What's the most time... And I'm talking about jail. Hard time. Hard time, Soph. What have you done?
Welcome to...
Well, they let me out when I was 18.
Hard time with Sophie Tomey. Sophie, tell us how hard you've gotten in your time.
Name your sex tape.
Fully hard.
Oh man, I already
Are
lost
Are you
my
actually
phone.
Recording?
Yeah, we're already recording.
Oh. He's just awkwardly
Are you just
that right next
to Oh. I honestly didn't know what that was. That
Can
looks
you keep
like...
your eyes on the road for me?
Yeah.
We're gonna die.
Sophie is driving us to Pullman. We are with Ronnie Taylor and it's me and Sophie in the car. Hi everyone.
Hi everyone.
And we're carpooling down to see Sophie do her first longest set. Bow, bow. Where's the cricket sound?
That's oh, wait, those are crickets. Have you ever seen a cricket?
Could be dope ass crickets.
Oh, wait.
They're high-fed crickets.
Yeah. Those crickets have been to.
I like the body motion you did. <cheep, cheep, laughs>
Was that like a chicken cricket?
Yeah. Oh, this is going to go well.
Okay. So yeah, you should save that for stage. That's hot stuff, Sophie.
Wasted on us.
Yeah. Well, so this is what's the longest that you've done before this?
Like 15 to 20, but like consistently 15.
Okay. How do you feel? If you're gonna give it a, how would you feel going into it? What are you gonna rate it on a scale of six dinosaurs?
six dinosaurs? Okay.
Six being the worst, because that's too many dinosaurs.
Oh, I thought that's six was the best, because I like dinosaurs.
Three? Well, that's a lot of dinosaurs. Depends on what kind of dinosaurs. Yeah, six Velociraptors is a nightmare.
Yeah, it's not a good time.
What okay. about three dinosaurs is the best, because that's the perfect, that's the manageable amount of dinosaurs.
So, like, one would be, like, feeling medium, six would be the worst, and three would be the best?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter anyway, because it's still six. I've been, like, super anxious all day, but being with you guys is, like, laughter is the best mess.
Yay.
So. Wow. Man.
Okay.
It's a bad time to tell her we're breaking up with her. all right. You've been practicing. You're good to go. It's going to be great. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Right? I think part of what makes me so anxious, I don't think I would be this anxious if a few members of my family and their husband and boyfriend weren't going.
There's people you know going?
Other than us? You know people other than us?
Yeah, my family.
I think your phone, I think your car ate my phone.
Well, good, you deserve it.
Wait, I thought your family lived in Montana.
Some of them do. Some of them live in Idaho, and some of them live in Washington. Some of them live in Mexico.
You live in Mexico?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, definitely can't be friends
there. Oh, Wenatchee. You pronounced Wenatchee wrong. So the ones from Mexico are going to be here, you're saying?
Yeah. I don't know how to respond to that.
Man, if you bring this kind of dynamic performance to this stage.
She's not doing a lot of yes and, more of a lot of no but right now.
No but.
Variety raves. Sophie Tomy was on stage. The New Yorker says, it happened.
People who were there said, that was what happened.
Yeah. Time elapsed.
That was 30 minutes?
That was 30 minutes.
We got there, and then later we left.
The drinks were good.
Yeah.
My eyes kind of glazed over, and I think I blacked out, but I don't know.
Yeah, it turns out. Dude, I gotta say, last night I did the dope show, and I literally think there were parts of my high set I was blacking out in. Like, I think my heart was racing so fast, I was just, the second time, I got way too stoned, and I would literally, like, kind of forget, like, I'd feel like I was blacking out, and I'd come to it, and I'd be like, am I still telling this joke?
And then, he would be like, said a sentence, he was like, that was the punchline.
Yeah, I started a joke with the punchline. I'm like, fuck, well, that's the end of that joke. You want me to tell it to you backwards? Fuck. Yeah. And a lot of times I was questioning myself if I had already said that joke, too.
Have you ever actually done that in a set? That's, like, my worst fear, is repeating a joke.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know if I have done it. I've thought I have. Have you guys ever done that?
I don't think any of my sets have been long enough for me.
That could be the first. I just put that little fear in your head, and now it's going to happen. I'm excited. You're going to do great.
What are you opening with, Sophie?
It's stupid. I'm self-conscious, you guys. Are you going to put this somewhere, or are we just chit-chatting?
Oh, this? There's.
What? Don't worry about it.
You're
going to
put it somewhere.
There's no tape in
put
this.
Put it up your butt.
And then I'm going to say the first sentence of the set, and then they're going to be like, wow, she sucks.
No, with no.
Or maybe it can only go up from here.
No one would say that.
Name of your sex tape.
Yeah. all right.
You first.
No, you first. What? So, what's your favorite bit out of all? What you do?
I mean, I kind of like my 600-pound life joke, but I haven't done it that many times, so I. It needs working, but I am doing it tonight because I like it, but I like most of my short jokes the best.
About being short or just like short one-liner
just
jokes?
Just like short one-liners, which I'm like, I always tell stories, so it's working on that.
I'm trying to get former comic Hannah Tilly to sell me her jokes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I told her I'd buy them from her, and then I'll pick through the ones I actually want.
There's You're just going to buy all her jokes?
Yeah, I'll buy her jokes. I told her I'd buy them from her.
Can I be the person who, like, writes, like, what the neuter, or what's it called? You know, the person in the law that writes...
The notary?
The notary. Can I be the notary for that transaction?
Sure. You don't, I don't think you have to be.
I'm going to make it so official. I'm going to wear a blazer and shit.
A blazer and a monocle. Have like a chain attached.
Two monocles,
yeah,
actually.
Two monocles. An attache case handcuffed to your wrist that you like.
Okay, so a professional, not gay attache. Yeah. How are you?
The, yeah, I want, she's got some good jokes. I want to buy them. She's a one-liner. I want to buy a couple of them I want. I told her I'd use them, and she said they're not for sale right now. But I think I didn't give her a number. I bet if I gave her, she'd do it for like $100. Yeah. She needs the money.
Right. There you go.
But she's never going to do comedy again, unfortunately.
Why not? Who says who? She might.
She says that.
Oh. Oh. That sucks.
Yeah, I know. Bums me out. She's funny. Yeah. But whatever. More money for us, right? Yeah. Idiot.
out on all this
yeah
fame.
Driving to Pullman
driving to motherfucking
for $3,000.
Yeah. I'm so excited. Just
me
to get sad in here.
It got sad. I think it was sad already. We're just having a realization of how sad. This is like the worst drive, by the way. It's long and there's nothing
like
to look
these
at.
Fields of yellow. These rich
these
fields.
These amber
of
waves
yellow.
Of grain.
These fields of yellow. That was my Louis Armstrong.
That was it. That's all I got.
Oh, yeah.
It's as far as it gets. I feel like I was there. I was swept away. So this is a fun venue, though. Pullman and Etsy Bravo. The first time I was here, I was with Aaron Mormon guy.
Mm-hmm. Woodall.
Woodall. Woodall. Aaron Woodall?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And we stayed here till 4 a.m. doing cocaine with a bunch of people.
Nice.
And then we drove back until like 4 a.m. in the morning, just gacked out of our minds. He drove back.
He's the one who has my favorite joke, one of my favorite jokes ever, about how he didn't start drinking and then he started. And he's like, I have a shot of whiskey. It's like that feeling. It's like, it feels like love, how love used to feel, you know?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it is. It was a good time. Pullman's weird. But they have good people. It's all right.
So if they have good people and it's a good time, why is it weird?
Because it's a Monday gig.
Is it out of school back totally in town, weird. Though? Are there going to be a lot of college kids running around? The kids aren't back in town, but you know who is back in town?
The boys.
The boys are back
you're
in town.
You're so excited. I knew something
Sophie
was coming.
Sophie are the... But are they Hungry Boys?
The Hungry Boys!
You missed a great moment the other night, Roni. Andy Woodall, not Aaron
no,
Woodall.
Andy Woodall.
Andy Woodall. Woodhull? Woodhull. Andy Woodall was in town. And big nice comic, nice guys, and hanging out. We were all going to go grab some food after the show. We were trying to figure out what to eat, and we're hanging out outside. And so... He's like,
no, you skipped a part because he said, me and the other hungry boy are gonna get food, and he was going back inside, and I just like,
no, wait, hold on, I didn't say, did I say that?
You said the other hungry boy.
I don't think I said that.
He said that. He said that, Ronnie.
I can't believe you said that.
Because then Sophie. Awkwardly looks at Andy and points at him real dramatically, like, ah, hey, are you a hungry boy? And the look of, I've never seen a grown man have a look of terror for, like, while in the presence of such a small, like, little lady, Sophie.
Thanks.
He's just like, oh, and you seem like, maybe, and he kind of like slowly creeps back inside and just opens the door and disappeared. Then he didn't talk to Sophie for the rest of the weekend. No, I'm kidding. He was very nice about it. But it was very funny and awkward. And Sophie was going to go home. She didn't want to hang out after that. She felt so embarrassed about it.
Yeah, and the only other two people who heard were Deese and Lucas. So you can imagine the amount of shit I got for that.
Basically, it was just 20 minutes of us.
Are you a hungry boy? Where the hungry boys at?
So the hungry boy crew wait at the satellite.
Andy's a fun guy. The last time he was in town, so if you remember when we all went to Mount Spokane, we went tubing, we all got super high.
I did that again. I never learned my lesson.
That's the first time I ever like got high on an adventure. Like usually I just get high and fall asleep or throw up.
That was a great time. Or throw up.
Did you, Sophie, or was it someone else that asked him if he wanted to go sledding again?
And
he's like, well, I don't think we have to go a long ways to do that. Was that you or was that someone else?
Yeah, that was me. He's really crushing it.
Yeah. I said we can get a block of ice and go down a grassy hill.
That's the thing.
Sledding.
That's the thing. Yeah. My sister used to do that in high school.
So.
Yeah, I think she just meant doing cocaine.
Oh,
get a block of ice, go sledding down those hills.
Just say it out loud.
Yeah.
I know. I'm working on my filter. I'm working on it.
So, Sophie, after your fame and fortune from crushing this set,
I don't know if I. Okay.
What next?
Well, you know, I mean, I'll try to remember you guys.
Oh, thanks.
Wow.
Your best acquaintances.
My best acquaintances. Well, like you said earlier, which calmed me down a lot, this show doesn't matter. So, I guess I'll just keep being me.
No, I mean, it matters in the way that, like, it'll be, it's a good experience, it's a good show to do, you're getting paid, it's stage time. It doesn't affect any, like, it has no effect on, like, future bookings or anything. There's nothing negative that can come out of it, is what I mean.
You know what? What I am worried about is that no one will laugh, and then I'll embarrass myself in front of my family. Because, like, I embarrass myself in front of you guys all the time, but,
that's
like,
true.
Yeah,
I don't want them to, like, go back and just have my grandma and grandpa be like, how was it? And they'll be like, someone's gotta tell her.
Well, the good thing about having Deese and I is we know your jokes, so we know when we're supposed to laugh.
Yeah.
And we know when you're being goofy and anxious and when we're gonna laugh at you, and it's gonna make you happy because we're laughing at you. So no matter what, you're gonna have us laughing, and it's gonna be contagious as fuck, and then everyone else is gonna laugh.
Yeah, it's gonna crush.
Yeah.
Who in your family is coming?
My two cousins, Seabell and Sheila, and they're Seabell's husband.
Can we
Mike,
call him Seabell and Sheebel?
I do call Seabell Seabell or CB, and I call Sheila Sheiky or another name that I don't want to say.
Why? Say it.
Because she's a woman and she has a career. And
wait, have no one. You didn't. We don't know her last
who's
name.
Who's gonna listen to this? It's Deese's podcast.
Yeah. Just say it.
I mean, it's not even bad at all. It's
well,
just
then
like
why would you
now
say
you're
it?
Working it up into
it. I know.
Not even a thing.
Okay. For like a while, I call her Lil Pooper, and I don't know why, but it's just
does she
like
take little poops. Does she have
like
a tiny
rabbit?
Anus?
Yeah.
No. She rabbit poops.
I'm like, sure she does have a tiny anus because that side of the family is like very wholesome.
Have you ever seen a deer poop? They just like shoot
it's
out
like,
all these little pellets, and then they just run off. I'm so envious of that.
It's pretty impressive.
I just start eating grass, field grass. So, Sheiky and Cece and
Baby and Boo Boo.
Lil Pooper.
And their husbands.
Were you guys a rap Mickey group? Lil Pooper and Lil Smokey?
Yeah.
Record from the 90s and never really made it.
Yeah, they're like, we can't put this.
Are any of them single?
Nope. They're both bringing their S.O.
Good, because single's not my type. Let's go.
Yeah, cool. I like a challenge.
God damn it.
Especially if they're married. Are you kidding me? Get
yeah, they definitely are not happy. Have you... Do you know their significant others?
Yes,
are
I
they
do.
Are they cute? Not the significant others, your cousins.
Yeah, duh.
Are they hot or cute?
They're my cousins.
Which one's cute?
Don't lie to us.
Which one would I rather bang?
Probably Seabell.
Which one would Ronnie rather bang?
Probably Sheila.
All right. Or are they different? But I like them.
Yeah.
Charlo. We got
one. So one for each of us.
Good thing I put my eyebrows on tonight.
What, who else in your family's coming?
Nobody.
Just your two cousins and their significant others?
Uh-huh. I mean, unless they're going to surprise me, in which case I am not ready for that.
Where do they live, your cousins?
Moscow.
Oh, so they're not, they're close.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I didn't know people lived in Moscow.
Yeah, I thought it was just a college. I thought it was a fake town, like North Korea.
Right.
Fake town.
Who was with us? Oh, Tony and Gladswear and I, we went through Moscow, and it was very odd. It's like not a real place. We went to this it was huge. It was this giant sports bar with pool tables and a big bar, and we went in there, and the lights were off, but they were open.
Okay.
And there's like one person at the bar, and they're like, we're like, can we get a drink? He's like, yeah. You guys cops? Like,
what?
like, we just want a drink. And they're like,
in what way do you or Michael...
Or Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Tony, yeah, with all his
we're deep cover. And then we asked for a food menu, and he's like, we don't have food. I'm like, you have a giant kitchen bag. They're like, yeah, we don't do food anymore. Like, are you guys even open? Are you robbing this place right now?
Oh, my God.
It's really strange.
Tony, Michael. You look like two convicts
who kidnapped a kid. Yeah,
an autistic kid who has, like, the secret launch code to something. Has your family ever seen you do comedy, Sophie?
Sheila's seen me do a couple.
Can we
comedies.
Call her Shishi?
Shishi.
Or Shiki?
Yeah.
What do we call her?
I call her Shiki, and my mom calls her Shishi, so both of those are appropriate.
What do they call you?
Seuss.
What? Like the doctor?
Yeah.
Like Theodore Geisel?
Yeah.
Like,
what? Why?
I don't know, like... I've been through a lot of nicknames, as everyone has in their family, and the one that stuck was Seuss, I guess, and Champion, which is the most condescending fucking nickname. Everybody calls me Champion, even when they don't know that other people call me that, like, yeah.
Oh, man, I'm gonna start calling you that.
Wow. Little Champion.
Sophie!
That would be a good one for a t-shirt, just
little
put Champion on it.
Oh, my God.
Little Champ.
Champion,
huh?
Yeah.
Why
did they call you Little Sausage, too?
Yeah, that was my brother. Little Sausage.
Mm. All right.
All these rap names. Champion, obviously.
Definitely.
Little Sausage.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah.
What does Little Shishi think of your comedy?
I mean... She might lie. She always says, like, good job, Seuss. You did a great job.
Oh, she did the two good jobs?
Oh, I don't
That's
know.
That's a bad sign.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like giving someone a candle and something else for Christmas.
Yeah.
She's totally
like, I don't know. Yeah. No, but she keeps coming back because she's a good cousin.
All right. Well, and the other one hasn't, but they both live in Moscow. When did they see you do comedy last?
The last time Sheila was in Spokane for comedy.
Okay, next question.
Okay.
Are you... we'll fix it in post.
Get that out. It's been a while.
Okay, so let's go back to this is your longest set by, like, almost double, right?
Yeah.
What is your game plan, attack plan?
What do you mean?
Like, how do you, to get up right away and then keep going for half an hour? Did you structure your set in a way that is gonna, like, capture them right away? Or how do you
We hope so. Well, like, I tried to start with a quick laugh first. So I'm doing two one-liners, which are both pretty mediocre.
Okay, way to really...
Strong.
Way to nail them. What is it?
The first one is, like, basically just the first sentence. Hi, my name is Sophie, and I'm worried I'm stupid, because sometimes I think I'm smart, and only stupid people think they're smart. And then, the other day... like use my places lived set to kind of be the backbone of the rest of the 3 minutes.
All right. It's a good plan.
And then once I get to Washington, I do all my like random jokes that are about nothing. Yet everything.
So Seinfeld of you. It's just about nothing. You just have to get it. What if you're just crushing and you go, you're like, it's been a half an hour and you're like, dude, I still have so much more time.
I wouldn't, because I want to end on a good note. And I basically planned for exactly, I'm like, I'll end strong right here.
That's that champion attitude we love.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know my limits. Every champion knows their limitations.
I mean, like, I was thinking about having other stuff pad it, but I'd rather have it just, like, 30 minutes of just, like, stuff that, like, isn't, like, the absolute worst.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sounds like a good plan. All right, it's going to be good. Do you have any last words before we go to come back and talk about and fight through the tears you have on the way home? No, I'm just kidding. It's going to be great.
No final words.
Well, that was kind of final words. That was
If I do kill myself, these will be my final words, I guess. So,
okay.
We're going to end dark.
Okay, we'll end on that.
Just kidding. I would never.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios Podcast Network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!